Steve Inskeep recently met a musician who wrote song after song about a fictional family. At least he did, until his own family story intruded.
You hear the sound very softly at first, then it grows. A sound almost like a choir limbering up their voices, getting in tune. It's the start of a new album by Ben Cooper, who performs under the name Radical Face. When the lyrics begin, he is singing in close harmony about what sounds like some distant childhood memory.
Drawn into the frogs on the glass was a map pointing to my secret hiding place. It led you to the tree with the split in its trunk on the way into your family's yard.
Ben Cooper has built not just an album, but a trilogy on distant memories that were fiction at first. Songs in the Family Tree trilogy explore the lives of related characters. All were made up until Ben Cooper was forced to confront very real family secrets, secrets that listeners may find disturbing. The story begins when Ben Cooper was growing up in Jacksonville, Florida.
I think I was always kind of the oddball.
In what way were you an oddball?
Well, lots of ways. I came out to my parents when I was 14.
Said you were gay.
Yeah. And that didn't go well. I got kicked out, and no one in my family talked to me for at least 3 years.
In what way did that happen? Which of your parents said, get out of the house, and how were you told?
It was my stepdad. I guess while it was being decided what would be done to me or with me, I had to sleep in the shed behind my parents' house for a few nights. And then it was on the third or fourth night, I just packed all my stuff into a trash bag and was told to leave, that I'm not welcome there anymore. So my only option was my dad, whom I hadn't seen at that point in about 3 or 4 years. So
that's hard, man. That could not have been easy.
No, it wasn't fun. I mean, it's one of the weird things that in hindsight, I actually, in some ways, really appreciate it, because while it's a very young age to be learning how to have a checking account and how to balance a checkbook and stuff, I actually learned a lot about just taking care of myself. It was early and it was all very scary, but it was watching my friends go through a lot of the stuff in their 20s that I had already sorted when I was 16. I wouldn't recommend it, but it definitely had its benefits. Like, there were a lot of things that I think I was pretty well equipped to deal with, like, especially being a freelance musician.
So you said it was for me when you tried to break me. Well, you can save your breath. I know I'm not the kind you pray for.
Ben Cooper includes this song of his own youth in the final installment of The Family Tree. Until that installment, he intended for all characters in the trilogy to be made up. They might have been inspired by his life. They were not his life. Until he felt almost forced to shift from fiction to fact. It started when his teenage niece came to Ben Cooper and his partner. She wanted art lessons.
It was on the fourth or fifth time that she came over that she let me know that she had been dealing with a lot of sexual abuse from a family member for about 2 years, and that other family members knew. From that point on, that was actually about 1 year ago, she's been staying with me, and for legal reasons, it was just a lot simpler to just go ahead and adopt her because her mother's deceased. So she came with me and been there ever since.
Who was your niece's abuser?
My stepfather.
Your stepfather? The man who kicked you out of the house for being gay was, your niece said, sexually abusing her.
Yes.
What did law enforcement officials do about this?
He was arrested. There was a criminal investigation. I don't have contact with a lot of my family anymore after all this. It's pretty much just me, two of my brothers, and my niece and my nephew. But all of us wound up being witnesses in the criminal trial.
We looked up the records, by the way. There was a guilty verdict, we should say that.
There was.
And there's also a notation we saw that you had to give a deposition. Did you also have to testify in open court?
I did.
So what was it like to have been working on this giant three-album opus called The Family Tree and then be there in a legal deposition, getting pulled back into your own family story again?
It was really strange. You know, I definitely have my issues with family, but I kind of hid it all in fiction. I always have. I mean, like, I like to tell stories, but the thing that happened over this record, though, was for the first time ever, I couldn't hide anything. I couldn't put it into fiction. It felt dishonest for the first time. I had a total knee jerk that I was like, this is not the time for this. Like, you need to stop hiding.
I heard you say that.
Now, something happens there in the lyrics. The first time through that refrain, I ain't gonna let them tell you that at the end of the day, you were just something to blame. I believe that comes back again and it becomes, I ain't gonna let them say that we were just something to blame.
Yeah, the first one was, I think, a note to my now adopted daughter, but my niece. And second part is just kinda, I'm in the same boat. There's kind of a camaraderie in it in a weird way.
By the way, Ben Cooper says he's telling this story with the approval of the niece he has now adopted. He also says she's doing well. The three albums in his Family Tree series are called The Roots, The Branches, and now The Leaves.
That's our colleague Steve Inskeep talking to musician Ben Cooper, who performs as Radical Face.